Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Pete. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Pete.
Hey, guys. Thanks for always taking the call.
Sure.
As the lone Detroit fan in Chicago, I went to the game last night, and I'm pretty worried about this team. I know it's only one game. It just feels like we're losing the plot and losing the identity with bringing in Robinson and LeVert. Tobias Harris kind of falls into that camp, too. Schroeder, Hardaway, Beasley, you know, I know that's a maybe. Those guys fit a Detroit team identity and provided really strong leadership, coaching up the young guys on the side. And I just don't think these replacements are going to replace the closest thing to back-to-work Pistons and bad boy Pistons we've seen in decades.
Well, I wouldn't try and mimic that group. I don't know that that's the way I would go about building the team. I had concerns that the players they brought in, while good, weren't as good to help you to win a game right now as the three that they relied on heavily last year, being Hardaway, Beasley, and Schroeder. Then you get into... So how are they going to be better? Well, your young players are going to step up and they're all going to make improvements, et cetera, et cetera. But at this point, you know, I felt like they'd skipped the step. I said this yesterday of the building process and probably overachieved last year. I expect them to be around the same, maybe even a little fewer wins this year. You know, it's one game. You can look unbeatable in one game and you can look terrible in one game. So, and in fact, the Pistons looked both in that game last night. They looked terrible. I mean, they looked terrible from about the six-minute mark of the first quarter to, you know, well into the second half and built a 23-point deficit. That was disturbing. Duncan Robinson will make a three-pointer this year. He's not going to go 0 for the season. You know, at some point, they are going to have Jaden Ivey back. And, you know, you can recover from an opening night loss in a season that's 82 games long.
I wonder when you look at – you go back and you look at the bad boy teams and the going-to-work Pistons and how they were constructed, and they were two totally different constructed teams. The bad boys were they had a core group of, like, four guys that were drafted, and then they went out and acquired guys like Lambeer and Mahorn and Mark Aguirre that made them even stronger. The going-to-work Pistons were almost completely cobbled together from other teams' cast-offs, with the exception of, like, Tayshaun Prince. Is this Piston version, if they're going to compete for a championship, are they going to do it a different way? And it's like almost the entire team will be homegrown?
Maybe.
Which is kind of cool.
Yeah, it is kind of cool. I mean, they've had a lot of high draft picks, and they've got a lot of players with a lot of promise. But they have to, you know, capitalize and come through on that promise. But Pete, I'm not worried about an identity after one game. That game was
not a work of art.
Not a work of art. But everything you said, if it keeps up, all of that is true if we're like into December. But as of right now, I'm withholding the judgment long term.
I think it's wise.
Feedback coming into the Carson Anderson inbox. Jalen Duren gets killed against bigs that can stretch the four. Put him in a screen and rolls, and it's pretty much a bucket. He has to be better. You know what's funny? They come out of the game, the first two baskets of the game, lobs to Duren. They come out in the second half, first set, lob to Duren. I'm like, this looks like a really effective offense. Just lob it to Jalen Duren. But he has his shortcomings. And there was like times where he's in the middle and he's looked like a good rim protector, and other times not so much. But last night's defensive effort left a lot to be desired. And I felt like one other thing I didn't love in that game, they got back and they tied it. And I thought the shots they got in the last minute and a half were all terrible.
Yeah.
They ran a play where it led to a Cade fadeaway, which, you know, they got no open look out of a timeout. Then they took a forced three and another well-guarded three. I thought late in games, I want to see you execute something a little bit better than getting off shots.
They made this furious comeback. They did come back, and then it looked like, oh my God, here's the play that's going to change everything when the ball went out of bounds.
Yeah.
And looked like that's Pistons basketball. That's how they called it, and then they're going to review it. I'm like, okay, well, review it. It's off the Chicago player, but was it a foul on Cade? And I'm like, is that a foul? Maybe not. I mean, is it one of those is just too close to say definitely that's a foul? And no, the NBA stepped up, said that's definitively a foul. Mm. And unfortunately, it was the worst time possible, because that was, if the Pistons had the ball, it was a tie game at that point. They could have taken a lead.
When they gave the Chiefs a touchdown, I turned off the TV. I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, this is enough. It's completely rigged. I'm out.
NBA rules in favor of the Chiefs.
Yeah. No, but the first 5 minutes, the Pistons look, all right, this is a good team, right? This is just picking up where they left off. And then for the next, I don't know, 20 minutes, they were literally the worst team I'd ever seen playing the league.
So
I felt
bad.
Like it was so bad. So bad. And at the end, they came back, like you said, Gator and ferocious comeback. And then there was a chance, I think Cade had a chance to hit a three, and he missed that. And it just felt like they were going to get close, but I never felt like they were actually going to go over that final hump to get the lead. You know what I mean? But because every time they would, I think, have a poor possession, and then the Bulls would come down and hit a three or something like that.
The Bulls fended very well. Yes. They did a good job of fending for 2.5 quarters.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you know how the NBA is. It's not unusual to see late game runs, and last night was no exception. I hated the execution of the offense. When it got
it
right
seemed
down
like
to
everything
it.
Was a real struggle for so long, just a struggle to get by a guy or come off a pick or anything. You know what? It was just really tough to watch. Like, how come the other team's doing it so easily?
Right.
And then I'm like, we're counting Isaiah Stewart to hit threes. Like that. Thank God he was hitting threes.
Which he did.
Yeah. Like that's what it kind of kept him within, if you call it 20 point striking distance.
But it's weird because like statistically they scored 30 and 32 in the last three quarters. Like that's winning basketball. And it doesn't look like
the
that
Pistons
awful.
Offensively is what you're talking about.
Offensively and defensively over the last three quarters, they outscored them. But that first quarter, when you get hammered 35-19, that's not a good look. It's not a good start. And you get down by over 20. That's difficult, but it's not insurmountable in the NBA. I just kept waiting for the run, and there was the run to go after it in the fourth quarter, and they got it tied, just didn't have enough.
Coming up today at 12:31, one-third of people believe they could survive this. One-third of people believe they could survive this. I can't wait to get Gator's take on this. Official statement now from the NBA. We are in the process of reviewing federal indictments announced today. Terry Rozier and Chauncey Billups are being placed on immediate leave from their teams and will continue to cooperate, and we will continue to cooperate with the relevant authorities. We take these allegations with the utmost seriousness, and integrity of our game remains our top priority. That is a statement from the league. If you're just joining us, Terry Rozier, current Orlando Magic, Chauncey Billups, former Piston head coach of the Portland Trailblazers, and former NBA player and one-time Piston Damon Jones, all arrested today and part of a FBI gambling sting. Chauncey's involvement appears to be with illegal gambling, illegal card games, where they were rigged and a lot of technology was used. And Chauncey, as announced, it sounded like he was the bait, come play cards with Chauncey Billups, and then the people that would do it were being ripped off. Terry Rozier goes back to a game in 2023 where a whole bunch of bets came in on his unders, prop bets on his like points, rebounds, and assists. All of this has mob ties, and it feels like we're living in a timeline of a movie. Here's feedback coming in. I think the solution for prop bets is having a $200 maximum on prop bets. It can still be rigged, but is it worth it at that point? I mean, possibly. What if they just eliminate the under bets and you don't have to, I don't know what that means. What if you just eliminate the under bets, not eliminate props altogether? I skip a part that makes no sense here. Okay. In this text.
I mean, that's interesting.
Yep. You guys are crazy. There's no way sports books are going to eliminate prop bets. All the craziness we see in sports today is money related, and sports books make 90% of their money on prop bets. They don't care about the integrity of anything. They only care about money. Chad in a car. Chad, I don't think that the they want to do it. It's if the leagues say, you can't do this anymore. We're not going to allow you to bet on these. The leagues are the ones that need to step in. I don't expect those that are taking your bets to say, we're going to get rid of a popular bet. If the league wants to guard against the prop bet, is the easiest thing to manipulate.
It's, I tell you what, that's an interesting battle that could take place because, I mean, wait, the sports books are just, they're setting up bets based on what the game is, right? They can do whatever they want with that. I mean, the problem was with the NBA, actually, it was a couple of years ago. The NBA and other leagues decided to have a partnership with it because they wanted a piece of it. I'm not this could be a really crazy battle if it gets to that.
This is what Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, said on the Pat McAfee show recently about prop bets and oversight of them.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
There you go. So can they actually do that? Well, we'll see if they decide that this is a vulnerability that they need to try and tie up.
Well, I mean, I guess it becomes a battle of consent, right? And do you need consent or not? They didn't have it before.
What do you mean?
When it comes to like prop bets or something like that. It's like if I had a sports book and I look outside and we've got a gathering of people and I just make up a bet. I can do that bet. I don't need their consent. The people are outside who that's what I'm betting on. I don't need their consent. Is the NBA trying to get that now? Like, say, wait a minute. If you're going to do this, you have to have our blessing to do this.
Well, if they're business partners, I mean, these are business contracts they have.
They are now. But yes. Like I said, they weren't before. So I wonder how valid these contracts really are.
I guess I'm not following you. I just feel like the NBA can sit down with their business partner and say, yeah, no more prop bets. If not, we're canceling the contract.
I guess it's interesting to see what the contract actually is. Because this,
oh, we don't have the contract.
Sports betting existed far well before they started doing this.
What relevance does that have to do with today? Is what I'm not following.
Because today, now you're getting, or whenever Adam Silver spoke on this and said that this is what they're thinking about, then, you know, they're having limits on or whatever it is, but it wasn't the case before. So I don't know, like, if you're a sports booker, are they going to push back and say, well, no, we're making good cash?
You
on
mean
this.
In Vegas?
Yeah, or wherever.
All right, we'll get to this thing. One third of people believe they could survive this. We'll get to that today at 1:31 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal Ark machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for Teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Your next ride at AutoTrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.